CR News, I'm Xi Zhi. China says multinational talks will not help resolve disputes in the South China Sea, but may take the issue even more complicated. China's foreign ministry spokesman Liu Weiming stressed that the South China Sea disputes should be addressed through negotiations between nations that are directly involved. He was commenting on reports that the Philippines opposed the recently signed China-Vietnam joint statement and a call for a multilateral approach to resolve the South China Sea disputes.
We expect the third party to respect the efforts by the countries concerned to resolve the disputes through negotiations. China-Philippines maritime disputes can only be resolved through direct negotiations between China and the Philippines.
China and Vietnam have reaffirmed their political will and determination to settle maritime issues through negotiations and friendly consultations. China's economy grew 9.1% in the third quarter from a year earlier, the slowest pace since 2009, on monetary tightening and weaker export demand. The data, released by the National Bureau of Statistics, drops from a 9.5% gain in the previous 3 months. Industrial production increased 13.8% in September from a year earlier, compared with a gain of 13.5% the previous month. China has raised interest rates 5 times over the past year, curbed lending and imposed limits on home purchases to rein in property and consumer prices. While inflation held above 6% for a 4th month in September, some analysts forecast the rate will drop to around 4% by the end of the year. Palestinian detainees selected to swap abducted Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit are being transported out of Israeli prisons. According to a deal reached last week between Israel and the Gaza Strip ruling Hamas, Shalit will be freed on Tuesday. The Israeli soldier was taken away by Palestinian militants in June 2006 and is believed to be alive. In return, Israel will release a total of 1,027 Palestinian and Arab inmates. The first batch of 477 people are being released Tuesday. Libya's interim government says its forces are close to winning full control of Bani Walid. The suggestion contradicts earlier reports that National Transitional Council forces had taken full control of the pro-Gaddafi stronghold. Bani Walid has been under siege for weeks, with hundreds of pro-Gaddafi forces hiding in its valleys and hills. However, in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte, fierce fighting continues in efforts to take full control of the town. NTC forces are being faced with increasing resistance from Gaddafi loyalists. The authorities in Turkey say over 7,500 people are still taking shelter in the southern part of the country to avoid the violence in Syria. Turkish authorities say over 19,000 people at one point or another crossed over their southern border to escape the fighting. Representatives from the United States and North Korea are meeting in Bangkok to discuss the possible resumption of recovering the remains of soldiers killed during the Korean War. The U.S. Defense Department says the talks are only connected with the potential repatriation of American remains and has nothing to do with issues connected to nuclear talks or other disputes between the two sides. There are close to 8,000 U.S. soldiers unaccounted for from the 1950 to 1953 war in Korea. Around 5,500 of those bodies are believed to be buried on the North Korean side of the border. 3 Chinese officials, including a deputy county head, have been sacked over the cover-up of a colliery flood that left 13 miners missing in northeast China last week. The coal mine in Jishi City, Heilongjiang Province, became flooded last Tuesday when 24 miners were working underground. 11 managed to escape. By Saturday, rescuers reported no signs of life of the remaining 13 miners trapped underground. The world's population is expected to reach 7 billion at the end of this month, according to the UN Population Fund. It took just 13 years for the world's population to increase by 1 billion. Looking ahead, the UN projects that the world population will reach 8 billion by 2025 and 10 billion by 2083. UN officials are raising alarms as more and more people are sharing Earth's land and resources. They especially point to sub-Saharan Africa, a region that staggers under the double burden of the world's highest birth rates and deepest poverty. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.